RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, and welcome to Show Tunes, the pod where we take in some classic TV themes and detail why they are so flipping good. You know, in case you were not already aware. I'm Stephen Stepslow, and today we are all about long grass swaying in the wind. That opening melody, you know the one. The prairie stretches wide, the sun is golden, sepia tinged even, and little Laura Ingalls is tumbling down the hill like a tiny force of nature. Yes, today we're tipping our straw hats to one of television's most instantly recognisable and oddly comforting theme tunes, Little House on the Prairie. First aired in 1974, the show became a staple of family television throughout the 70s and early 80s. Based on the beloved books by Laura Ingalls Wilder, it told the story of the Ingalls family's life on the American frontier. But before the moral lessons and tear-jerking moments wrapped into each week's episodes, there was that sweeping, melodic, hopeful theme that somehow managed to wrap you up in nostalgia, even if you didn't grow up anywhere near a prairie, or in the 70s or 80s, come to think of it. The theme was written by composer David Rose, a man with serious TV music credentials. If his name sounds familiar, we have mentioned him here on the show before, that's also because he composed the theme tune for Bonanza. And yes, he's the guy behind The Stripper, that cheeky instrumental that's been used in 1,000 comedy skits. But with Little House, Rose went in a completely different direction. What he created was this warm orchestral piece with a simple, memorable melody line. It was equal parts American pastoral and Hollywood drama, kind of like the show itself. And get this, the theme almost didn't happen in its final form. That's something we hear almost on the weekly, isn't it? Early cuts of the pilot used temporary music lifted from other westerns. But when NBC picked up the series, Michael Landon, who starred as Charles Ingalls and produced the show, wanted something original, something that felt sincere. He turned to Rose, who delivered in spades and or buckets, if you prefer. The melody was built to echo both the emotional core of the series and the setting itself, sweeping but intimate, structured but earthy. The theme was nominated for an Emmy in 1975 and stayed consistent throughout the show's 9-season run, with only slight changes in arrangement here and there. And much like the series, the theme gained a kind of mythic status, especially in reruns, where it became a kind of shorthand for wholesome, heartfelt drama. Now, if you grew up watching the show, mainly on Sunday mornings, or even caught it years later in syndication, it conjures up wood smoke and wagon wheels, calico dresses and fields of wheat. It's music that does what all the best TV themes do. It sets the tone, opens the door, and invites you into a brand new world. In the age of streaming, where most shows skip intros entirely or go minimalist, the Little House theme reminds us of a time when the tune really mattered, when it was part of the ritual. So next time you hear those opening notes, don't just think retro, think classic, think timeless even. Think of a theme that knew exactly what it was doing, just like the little show it opened for. That's your theme tune deep dive for today. Until next time, keep your ears open and try not to skip through the intros, eh? If you've liked what you've heard, drop us a review, a star rating even, and be sure to hit subscribe so that you may get your weekly fix of show tunes bang on time. See you next week. Cheers.